Welcome to the Garden Angelus, where we talk about flowers, veggies, and all the best dirt. I'm Dee Nash from Guthrie, Oklahoma, where I garden on 7.5 acres out in the country.
And I'm Carol Michael from Indianapolis, Indiana. I have a suburban garden measured in square feet. It's less than a third of an acre.
We call ourselves Garden Angelus because we are evangelists for gardening. We love gardening, and we want you to love it too.
Yep. We sure do, and we aren't afraid to spill the beans and tell all of our gardening secrets, the good, the bad, and even the ugly. But that's enough about who, what, when, where. Let's move on to this week's episode. Hello, Dee.
Hello, Carol. How does your garden grow?
My garden grows out winter.
What about your indoor garden?
Oh, very excited because I went on a little field trip. Mostly to...
You did.
I went up to what I call the north side, where I bought candy from See's Candy at the fancy mall. I pre-ordered it and everything, so I just had to go in, show my order number, and take out my bag of candy. And then, because I was...
Now, what is it that you like from See's, did you just say?
Candy.
All candy? Or I thought you liked the toffee.
No, I like pretty much all of it.
Yeah, it's good candy. We have one in our mall, too.
Yeah. Well, you should like it because it's completely gluten-free.
It is completely gluten-free, as is most candy, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
But that's
not the exciting part.
Any more candy.
That's not the exciting part.
But what's the exciting? I mean, I got all excited about Christmas candy. All right, well, moving on.
So since I was up there, and they have a Trader Joe's up there, and I know Trader Joe's is the one place you can usually find Christmas roses as potted plants in bloom. Hellebores Niger.
Yeah.
And so I went to Trader Joe's and I went in. They had two and I bought them both.
That's awesome.
Yay.
Are they the white blooming ones?
They are the white blooming ones. It doesn't say the variety on them, but I gave one to my older sister who stopped by and dropped a few things off. I gave her one and she was thrilled. But then guess what happened?
What happened?
Well, I pulled the, it's in a like a peat pot inside of a decorative thing, and we talked about this, and I told my sister, do not overwater that thing. You're going to have to take it out, and she's going to do all the right things. But I took it out, and there's fungus gnats down in the bottom. So I'm like, fungus.
Yuck. Okay, so you have an idea for those, and we were going to talk about fungus gnats anyway because of what a reader asked.
So we'll
about,
save
right?
that for the dirt. What I did, and then,
right.
But anyway, so it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas because I got me the Christmas rose in the house.
So in my front bed, in my garden, when the snow went away, when it melted, I noticed that I have two pink flowering Hellebores Niger in that front bed.
Uh-huh.
And they have blooms on them.
Excellent.
I noticed that the other day. So that made me really happy.
Is it cinnamon rose? That's the one that's usually pinkish. It's called cinnamon rose.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's cinnamon rose. Although I don't know if I don't know. It doesn't matter. You know, it's just, I know it's hellebore.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's December and something's blooming outside.
Exactly.
By golly.
Which is very, very exciting, right?
Exactly.
So in my garden... I went out and tossed some poppy seeds out on the snow, and I also joined your meme, Garden Bloggers Bloom Day, and wrote a post, and that's like the longest gardening meme, isn't
it? It's been going since 2007.
So I'm going to say it's the longest, and if somebody knows of a longer gardening meme that still goes on, you all can let us know. And I also wrote a newsletter, so other than that, I'm just preparing for Christmas. And keeping all the plants in my house alive.
I am keeping the plants alive. I have written two more blog posts because I got the new WordPress blog. So I'm telling all my readers, you have to re-sign up if you want an email every time I post.
Right.
So yesterday.
Okay, people, if you want to read May Dreams Gardens, she's moved it. So re-sign up. She's on WordPress now.
And guess what?
What?
Garden fairies found it last night and posted.
Those garden fairies, they are precocious, but I enjoy
them. They're incorrigible.
So you've been out walking.
I've been out walking, and I tell you what, the walking's good for me, and I've lost a little bit of weight through the spring, summer, and fall. Lately,
I gained it.
So neighbors start chasing us down to give me cookies, Christmas cookies.
Oh, that kind of... defeats the walking purpose, although I do love a good Christmas cookie. I had a friend make me some gluten-free ones.
Yeah, well, these my friend that I walk with is gluten-free, so she can't eat them, so I got to take them all. It's like a sacrifice.
So if you ever want to make friends for, if you ever want to make a gluten-free cookie for your friend, I've got like the best chocolate chip cookie. It's all done with almond flour, and my friend made it for me.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Send me the recipe.
I will. Shall we move on to gardening?
We shall move back to gardening.
Let us love winter, for it is the spring of genius. Pietro Aretino. He was an Italian author and a close friend of Titian, who was a painter. Maybe a sculptor, too.
Very fitting, because we are recording this on the winter solstice, Monday, the winter solstice. Longest day of the year, shortest day of the year.
Right, which is supposed to also, we're supposed to see the Christmas star tonight, which is really two planets. So are you going to have clear skies?
It's overcast right now, so I do not know.
We have completely clear skies, so I'm going to try to see it. Of course, by the time this is published, our listeners will have either seen it or not seen it. But anyway, what flower are we talking about today?
So today we're going to start talking about the National Garden Bureau has come out with their year of with flowers and annuals and perennials and vegetables and stuff. So today, and bulbs. So I think they do, yeah, they do an annual flower, a perennial flower, a bulb, and I think they've started to do like flowering shrubs.
Yeah, they have. Yeah. So today's the bulb, right?
Today's the bulb. Year of the hyacinth.
I love hyacinths.
I know you do.
How do you feel about them?
You know what? I do like them. I don't think that they are like, are they in my top 10? I got to think about that. I like them. And so I did realize that I screwed up something, and I blame all the new gardeners.
Oh.
So usually in the fall, because I'm kind of a cheapskate too, usually in the fall when they mark all the bulbs down, I grab a bag of hyacinth bulbs, throw in the back of the refrigerator, and then I come out after the first of the year, pull them all out, and put them on the vases with the water to sprout and bloom.
Right.
Well, guess what?
There weren't any.
There weren't any left, because all these new gardeners are like, ooh, bulbs, those work too? And then, so I never saw any, and I wasn't in the stores as much, you know, because of the COVID. So I don't have any hyacinth bulbs. And I thought, ooh, that's a problem.
So I have a great idea for you, because sometimes when you throw them in the back of the fridge, it doesn't work. And so if we're going to talk about this a little bit, if somebody else has theirs refrigerated, I hope they're not with fruit. Because fruit kills the little embryo inside the bulb.
Yeah, I think it lets off ethylene gas or something, and that.
Right.
I know what you're going to tell me to do.
You do? How do you know?
Because I can read your mind. You want me to go, when I'm at the grocery store, right after Christmas, they will have hyacinths blooming or just starting to bloom, and I am to buy some of those. And I will do that, Dee.
Yeah, buy some of those. I'm going to buy them from Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's almost always has them, and so does Aldi's. So if our listeners have a Trader Joe's or an Aldi's or a grocery store that forces hyacinths because it's become popular in the United States again, now you're not going to get the really rare ones like Gypsy Queen or the double flowering ones, but you're going to get a good blue, probably a good pink, and a good white.
Yeah.
Because that's usually what they have, right? Blue, bluish purple.
And they're all going to be strongly scented. So they'll run you out of a room sometimes if you get too many.
Yes. Not unlike Ziva paper whites. But don't buy too many. Just buy some. And buy them when they're tightly, like they've just come up, and they're tightly, tightly held together. Don't bring them in blooming already, because if you do that, they'll be gone in a couple of days. But if you do the other, it'll be a good thing, and you'll have hyacinths. And then what I do when I don't buy them and put them in the fridge or whatever, I put them on my good antique vases. I just pull them out of the Trader Joe's vase, which is cheap.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's easy. It's cheating a little bit. Who cares? I mean, it's for you. You might as well enjoy it. And I always tell people if I decide to cheat, it's okay.
Yeah.
I did all my hyacinths in my cold frames, which we've talked about before. And so far, they're doing great. It's cold enough, and I'm starting to see just the tips of the hyacinths growing. So that's exciting.
And I have some hyacinths that I planted outside years ago over on the side, and they come up faithfully every single year.
Every year.
Yeah. Every single year. Now, I planted an heirloom variety called, I want to say chestnut flower, which is a double flowering pink.
Double flowering, yeah, light pink. Yeah.
I don't think I've given it as good a location as it would like. And so I have fewer every year. And I thought, you know, I might dig those up in the spring and move them in the green, maybe move them over where the other hyacinths are doing so well.
You might do that and see if they do really well. I had a thought about that, but I don't remember what it was. I do love that flower. Our friend Elizabeth Licata often forces that one.
Yes. Yes.
It's very pretty.
Because they make, she gives a lot away as gifts. They make wonderful gifts.
They do make wonderful gifts. And last year I did paper whites in milk glass, which worked really well too because of the white with the white. But I know what I was going to say. In Oklahoma, sometimes our winter isn't cold enough for the hyacinths to have that cold period. I don't think that's going to be the case this winter. This winter is pretty chilly.
Yeah, I think you'll be all right. So anyway, the year of the hyacinths, 2021. Shall we go to the next quote? In seed time learn, in harvest teach, in winter enjoy. There's that winter theme again. William Blake. I don't know who he is.
I like it. I think he was a poet. So we're going to talk about the year of the green bean. God help us. I'm so tired of talking about green beans, but I do love to eat them.
Yeah, and I think the lesson of the green bean for 2021, and we talked about this, so apologies to our listeners if this is the Department of Redundancy Department. But this, I think, applies to all vegetables. Once you have a variety of vegetable that does really well in your garden, always plant that variety for a surer harvest. You can experiment.
Right.
But don't do like I did, experiment and not sow the seeds for your faithful provider green beans.
Right. I did the same thing, and we've discussed it ad nauseum. So just quickly, pole beans versus bush beans. Go, Carol.
Bush beans all the time, unless you want that sort of, I don't know, cottage garden look with the tripod thing and the beans, the pole beans kind of curling up. But I find pole beans are more stringy and tough than bush beans generally.
Most of the time, yeah. So if I were going to, I've done the tripod, I've done the teepee, I've done all that, and that was fun. I have pictures of it. I may even have pictures in my book because that was the year I did it recently. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I was thinking about that. I would put them, if I were going to do pole beans, I would do them with a sunflower house. Like I would run them up the sunflowers.
Sure.
In a sunflower house like Sharon Lovejoy suggests. And I think that that would be very effective. And then, of course, people like to do the Three Sisters thing, which we've talked about before too. Maybe we'll link to our old episode about that. Bush beans. I like bush beans. I like to grow bush beans. I sometimes will plant successive seeds because I want them to last all summer.
Right.
Oklahoma has a really long summer. Certain varieties have much better disease resistance, which we found out this year. I like Blue Lake in all of its iterations, 274. There's so many of them. You like Provider?
I like Provider and Contender, I think.
I like Contender, I think. Is that the one you did this year, Contender? I think you did Contender.
It didn't do well.
I think you like... No, it didn't do well. You like Provider.
I mean, I know I love Provider, but I thought, you know...
No, I think you did Contender. So, heirlooms.
Yeah, I'm all... There's heirlooms. I don't know what they are. We should have looked that up, Dee.
No, Dragon Tongue. Dragon Tongue's okay. An heirloom. And you can harvest it both dry and in the green. And so with heirloom beans, sometimes you want to harvest them dry because you want what are called shelly beans. The truth is the modern shelly beans that come in the can, those are pinto beans in the can. Because I looked it up. And then green beans. So you could do that too, although they aren't really the same season. So if you let them mature, blah, 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 you can have dry beans. Newer hybrids are just created to harvest when green. They don't make big beans.
They don't. Yeah. In fact, they try to have smaller bean seeds so that there's more, I guess, more green to the bean.
Yes. And also they don't get pithy. That's the hope, I think.
Well, and there's not, I despise getting stringy beans, as we all know. But.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
But it's 2021 is the year of the green bean, and so we are renewed in our efforts to grow it successfully. And this time, make sure every 2 weeks, I'm going to plant a couple of rows of green beans every 2 weeks.
Okay, you do that. Do you want to move on to our book?
I want to move on to our book. We have a really nice book this week. We have Complete Container Herb Gardening, Design and Grow Beautiful, Bountiful Herb-Filled Pots by Sue Getz. And Sue is a friend of ours who lives up in Washington State. And she has written several books about herbs. And what I like about her books, it's not just about growing herbs, but it's about using the herbs too.
Yeah, she's really good about using them effectively.
Right. She's got everything from culinary to cosmetics to bath salts, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, this book is beautiful. And it's really well done, and it has a lot of detail.
Yeah, she calls herself an herb nerd. Say that three times real fast, D. No, really.
I can't.
Do it. Try it.
Herb nerd, herb nerd, herb nerd.
Thank you.
It sounds like a character out of a Lord of the Rings book.
So what's nice about herb this nerd. Book is she really talks about growing them in containers. And she talks not just about growing them in containers, but how to care for the containers themselves, which is really
nice. Which is an issue.
Yes.
Of course, she lives in Washington State, and I live in Oklahoma, so the caring containers might be a little different. I wouldn't suggest terracotta for herbs here, although that works great up there. I'd do a glazed pot or a plastic pot because they dry out too fast.
Yeah.
Even for herbs.
Yeah, the same here. They kind of dry. We get way more heat than she does up there.
But I love it. I think it's really, there's some great ideas like this portable pot template that she, you know, carried around so that she can figure out how many herbs to put in. I think that's a good idea. It's really smart. So we love Sue, and her book is, for anybody who loves herbs, this would be a great book to have.
Yeah, and it just came out earlier this month, and so probably too late for our listeners to buy it for Christmas 2 days before Christmas, unless you're buying it for yourself. And I find that you can buy yourself Christmas gifts for a good month or so after Christmas and still call it a Christmas gift.
Yeah, the Christmas season is still going on.
That's right.
So yes, you can.
So anyway, it's a beautiful book, and we'll put a link to it in our show notes so people can check it out and check out Sue's other books as well. We'll put links to all of them.
Okay, cool.
So are you ready for a quote?
Yes. Like people, plants respond to extra attention. H. Peter, I'm going to say it's Lauer, writer and botanical artist. And the reason I chose this quote for this section, which is our dirt, is that I would say, well, sort of.
Yeah.
You don't want to over love your houseplants.
No, okay? That'll kill them faster than anything. And speaking of over love and all that, and we were going to talk about the soil here in a bit. I did remember a couple of weeks ago, we talked about reusing potting soil. And outside, mm-hmm. We both definitely reuse potting soil. So one of our other friends, Helen Lawson, I think she's in Georgia. She wrote a really nice article about reusing potting soil for Handyman Magazine. And I'm going to include a link to that because I thought she did a lot of good research and she talked to actual soil people. And, you know, the thing is you can reuse potting soil, but you got to, like we said, fluff it up and add a little bit to it.
And it's probably more responsible to reuse it somewhat because of the peat bogs.
Right.
You know, because a lot of potting soil is made from peat or from coir. And so you don't want to waste the peat bogs. Well, that sounds good. That's a neat idea.
So I'm going to put a link to that.
Okay. Put a link to that. And so now we're going to talk about, I was on Instagram doing our stuff for our, for the Garden Angelus and also for my, what would I call that profile? And I was talking about amaryllis and Colton Jim on Instagram. I hope I pronounced that right. She was having trouble with fungus gnats on her amaryllis. And so one of the things I told her to do was to slow down on watering and let her amaryllis potting soil completely dry out. And I mean completely dry out. Now, what is your other idea So about your fungus gnats, and then we'll talk about UCIPM.
So what I do for fungus gnats is I put a little dish, like a shallow little bowl, and I put apple cider vinegar in it, and that seems it attracts the fungus gnats, and then they land in there, and then they drown in there. It's very cruel, but I do it. And so already...
But awesome.
Already some fungus gnats that have arrived in that plant are not going to make it to Christmas, sadly.
Oh, too bad. So most of the problem with fungus gnats goes on beneath the soil when they're pupating or whatever it is fungus gnats do.
Pupate.
And so, pupate?
I think so.
Is that right? Oh, good. And the reason I chose that deal is sometimes we overlove our houseplants, right?
Yep.
So you can also get these sticky traps to put up next to your pots, but then they're bright yellow. And if you're taking pictures for your blog or your friend or Instagram or whatever, you really don't want to see a great big yellow sticky trap with a bunch of fungus gnats on it. So that kind of made me think about how sometimes the reality of houseplants versus what you see on Instagram is different.
The reality of anything in life versus what you see on Instagram is completely different. Hello.
Right. In fact, last night I posted on my story, which I'm telling you this because you aren't on Instagram, but I put on my Instagram story that I made this really wonderful chicken and artichoke rice dish, okay? But the point is my oven was dirty. And you know what I said? This is real life.
That's
my
right.
Oven is often dirty because I use it all the time.
Well,
so I think some of us do try to present the reality. Others don't. But yeah, I like a good pretty picture.
Who doesn't like a good pretty picture? And I'm always reminded, and I think they're hilarious. And I don't see much anymore because I'm not on the gram or the Facebook or whatever. But people that will find a Pinterest craft, you know, that's just beautiful. And then
yes.
They'll try to do it, and then they'll show their version of it right next to it. And it's like nailed it. And it's like just like a 3-year-old did.
It's funny as all get out, right? Because maybe
they do it on purpose. Yeah. They have to be doing it on purpose.
They can't be that bad. Is that what you're saying?
No, they cannot be
so
that bad.
So I guess I just wanted all of our listeners to understand that right now I have houseplants around my bathtub in my bathroom. They're all the tropical ones because I've got all the bulbs out here. And it's the reality is I need to go back there and water them. They're looking really droopy and sad. But you don't need to overwater houseplants or overlove them. Amaryllis like a crowded pot without much water. I only water my houseplants maybe once a week, but sometimes 2 weeks.
And the amaryllis bulbs, they like their shoulders showing a little bit. They don't want to be buried deep.
They do. They don't want to be buried. So let them be above the ground. And I also cap everything with rocks because I like the way it looks. And it pulls the moisture away from the bulb. That's all I've got about houseplants. What about you?
Well, I think you should post a bunch of pictures of really crappy-looking houseplants.
No, you go ahead.
No.
You do that.
Well, I'm not on the Instagram, so I'm not doing it. But you can put like #realhouseplants. #realhouseplants of Oklahoma.
No, I think not.
#realhouse. It's probably more something I would do. #realplantsofindianapolis. And I showed some droopy thing that's half dead, and it's like, oh, look at this one.
Yeah. Especially if it's a peace lily.
Oh,
peace
my
lilies
God.
Peace lilies just want to die. I don't ever want another peace lily in my house ever, ever again. And people give these for people who are bereaved. And to me, they're just sadder because the plant dies. The plant dies along with your relative. So I don't like them.
Well, the nice thing about the peace lily is, you know, you it looks normal, and then the next day you look at it and it's all droopy. If you water it, it'll bounce right back.
I know.
It's hard to kill them, but apparently you have been successful.
No, I'm never successful in completely killing them. I have to throw them in the trash to make them go away. But they're always semi-sad, so I don't want any more of them ever again. I'm anti-peace lily.
Oh, my gosh. The peace lily lovers united are going to be after you, Dee.
That's okay. They can come. Come with your picks and axes. It's all right. So let's go on to our garden commission. What are you going to do this week?
Well, since I did not, so So I've had the same commission. And now it's going on 3 weeks. I still haven't rounded up those terrarium containers, which I want to do.
It's not even real gardening. You just have to go look for glass containers in your house.
I know.
And you live alone. But
I did, I guess, you know, okay, so I'll have a commission of take care of my house plants. How's that?
That's a good one because you have to do that every week, right? So,
yeah. That's lame too. I'm going to find those terrariums.
Okay, containers. You do that. You find them this week. In my case, I got nothing. I'm going to do Christmas and I'll be doing well to get Christmas done.
Christmas is coming. We would be remiss in not telling our listeners Merry Christmas whenever you listen to this. I hope that you don't pick this one up in the summer and like, those two, what are they doing? But we do wish all of, we know we have a couple people that will listen on Wednesday right when we post it.
And it's more than
a couple. And to them, yeah, that's when we get a lot of listeners. So we do wish them a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And we hope that they have beautiful houseplants to enjoy the holidays with.
And no peace lilies.
What? I'm telling you, Peace Lily Lovers United, they're coming after you, Dee.
Don't care.
Hashtag Real Plants of Oklahoma, Real House Plants of Oklahoma.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it would kill. It would kill out there.
No.
You got to do it.
You have to do your own. I'm not doing, no.
Maybe I'll go back to Instagram just to do hashtag Real House Plants of Indianapolis.
Okay.
And I'll just show some really
you do that.
Messed up house plants.
And I will laugh. I will put them on my story and make people laugh.
We shall see. Anyway, we do want to seriously wish everybody a Merry Christmas from the Garden Angelus, and we will be back. We're going to have a New Year's episode, so we can't say Happy New Year's yet. So with that, we want to thank everyone for listening to the Garden Angelus. If you like our podcast, please tell your friends about us. Also, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode.
And if you listen to Apple Podcasts, we'd love a 5-star review that helps us get noticed by others. And eventually, maybe they'll know we exist.
Yes, and be sure and check out our show notes and for links for information about today's topics, plus links to our own websites. And if you want to help support us, use the affiliate links. If you do and you buy something, then we earn a small commission and it costs you nothing.
It was lovely to chat with all of you over the garden gate today. Bye until next week.
Bye, everybody. Merry Christmas.